Unit 3. Exploring New Cities. Lesson A. Page 18. 2. Where in the world? A. Listen to Diana and Matt talk about two cities. Who is talking about Athens and who is talking about Seoul?
Well, this is Andy Wong, and we're just about at the end of another episode of Where in the World? But before we sign off, I'd like to tell you a little about tomorrow's program. Tomorrow, we'll have a very interesting report on two very exciting cities that I'm sure you won't want to miss. Our reporters in the field, Diana and Matt, are standing by to fill us in on the details. Diana, can you hear me?
Yes, Andy. Loud and clear.
Well, where are you?
You know I can't tell you that, Andy. You'll have to watch tomorrow's program to get the answer.
Oh, right. That's right. Well, tell us about the place anyway.
Okay. This city is a very exciting place to visit. First of all, it is one of the 10 largest metropolitan areas in the world. It is a very cosmopolitan city with a strong identity of its own. And the local food is delicious. I am really enjoying the restaurants that serve barbecued beef, which is grilled right at your table. But I must warn you, much of the food is extremely spicy, so come prepared. Do you like spicy food, Andy?
I sure do.
Well, you should come on over then. Andy, this city is very old, and it's divided by the beautiful Han River. The city has a striking combination of modern and ancient architecture. With its efficient subway system, it's very easy to get around and see the sights. But be sure and use public transportation, because the traffic is terrible.
Great, Diana. Thanks so much for...
Oh, wait, Andy! One more thing I forgot to mention. The shopping. The street vendors here sell everything from shoes to electronics to furniture, all at discounted prices. Oops, have I said too much?
No, not at all. Sounds like you're having a fantastic time. We're looking forward to hearing your full report tomorrow and finding out just where in the world you are right now. Before we run out of time, though, let me turn it over to Matt. Matt, are you there?
I sure am. Hello, everyone. Well, my city is very old. It was founded over 3,000 years ago by the Greeks. It is now the largest city in the country, with about 3.5 million inhabitants. That's about a third of the population of the country. It's quite fascinating. It's surrounded by mountains, and it overlooks the sea. And if you enjoy swimming, there are beautiful beaches in the suburbs.
Well, Matt, I guess we know where you've been the last few days, on the beach.
Well, not exactly, Andy. There's so much to see and do here. By the way, this city has some of the world's best museums and one of its best-known monuments. This world-famous ancient Greek temple that sits on the top of a rocky hill in the center of the city has to be seen with your own eyes to be believed.
Mm-hmm. I'll take your word for it. So, what do people who live there like to do at night?
Well, there are a lot of theaters, including outdoor theaters. And there's a local restaurant district just down the hill from the temple where people eat, talk, sing, and dance all night.
Great. Thanks a lot, Matt. Well, that certainly has given our listeners plenty to think about, but I'm sorry to say we're out of time. That's it, folks. This is Andy Wong reminding you to tune in tomorrow for the next installment of our travel show, Where in the World? So long, everybody.